KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Let's take a look at some area softball scores from Friday. It was Atlantic over Kemper Catholic by a score of 7-0. Atlantic down St. Albert 12-0. And in the second game, Atlantic was a 11-1 winner over St. Albert. Atlantic clinched the Hawkeye 10 conference title with those wins. Red Oak was a 12-4 winner over Clarinda and a 13-8 winner over Denison Schleswig. ADM downed Urbandale 3-2 in 11 innings. Southeast Valley beat ADM 2-1. Ankeny Centennial was an 11-5 winner over Winterset in softball. Carroll beat Madrid 5-0. Central Decatur was a 4-3 winner over Lennox. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison in softball 11-8. Exira EHK was a 12-6 winner over Glidden Ralston, and Indianola beat Council Bluffs A. Blinken 11-0. In baseball action, it was Cam over Boyer Valley in 5 innings 11-1. Carlisle beat Carroll 14-0, also in 5 innings. Carlisle was a 20-10 winner over Carroll in the second game in 6 innings. Central Decatur was a 6-0 winner over Lennox in baseball. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Council Bluffs TJ 6-4. Creston was a 15-13 winner over Trainer. Exira EHK beat Glidden Ralston 8-0. Earlham was a 4-3 winner over Madrid in boys baseball. And Interstate 35 defeated Afton East Union by a score of 10-0. In 5 innings, it was Lewis Central over Glenwood 11-0. Madrid defeating Earlham 3-2. Also Martinsdale St. Mary's over Mount Air by a score of 9-0. Pleasantville blanked Nottoway Valley 7-0. It was Council Bluffs St. Albert over Red Oak 11-5. And West Harrison over Coon Rapids Bayard in area high school baseball by a score of 6-4. In Major League Baseball action, the New York Yankees are back in a virtual first-place tie in the American League East, 8 percentage points ahead of the Boston Red Sox. C.C. Sabathia outpitched Eduardo Rodriguez, and Greg Bird hit 2 of the Yankees' 4 home runs in an 8-1 rout of the Red Sox. Rodriguez surrendered 5 runs over 6 innings as the Bo Sox ended a 4-game winning streak. The Rays touched Garrett Cole for 3 runs on 2 big errors in the 4th inning of a 3-2 victory over the Astros. Houston lost for only the 4th time in 22 games. Seattle Mariners' 5th straight win moves them 2.5 games behind the AL West leading Astros. Marco Gonzalez fired a 6-hitter and Seattle homered twice in a 4-1 win over the Royals. Paul Blackburn pitched a shutout ball into the 7th inning of the Athletics' 5th straight win, 3-1 over the Indians. Oakland is a 7 games over 500 after preventing Cleveland from adding to its 8th game lead in the AL Central. Elsewhere in baseball, the Cubs trailed 5-2. That is until Addison Russell launched a grand slam in the 5th inning of a 10-6 win against Minnesota in Chicago's 3rd win in 4 games since a 5-game losing streak. The Brewers still lead the NL Central by 2.5 games over the Cubs after Keon Broxton went 3-for-4 with a pair of homers and 4 RBIs in Milwaukee's 7th straight win, an 8-2 thumping of the Reds. The Reds have dropped 2 straight since a 9-1 run. Julio Teheran worked 6 scoreless innings, and Johan Camargo homered the Braves' 5-1 win at St. Louis. Neither team scored until Austin Gomber hit Ender Inciarte with the bases loaded in the 7th, and Atlanta's lead in the NL East is 3 games over the Phillies and 4 games over Washington. The Nationals pounded out 7 home runs in a 17-7 dismantling of the Phillies. Austin Slater's 2nd RBI double of the night broke a 1-1 tie in the 7th and sent San Francisco past the Diamondbacks 2-1. Tyler Anderson tossed 8 shutout innings, and the Rockies smacked 3 solo homers in a 3-1 win at Los Angeles. Justin Smoke belted a 2-run homer, and Randall Grichuk added an RBI single, while the Blue Jays scored 3 times in the 4th inning to beat the Tigers 3-2. Elsewhere in baseball, the Pirates were 6-3 winners at San Diego behind Joe Musgrave, who managed to pitch 7 scoreless innings despite allowing 7 hits and a pair of walks. The Angels rolled to a 7-1 win at Baltimore as Felix Pena scattered 5 hits over 5 1/3 innings. The Rangers built a quick 10-0 by score by slamming 5 home runs over the first 3 innings of an 11-3 lapper over the White Sox. And J.T. Riddle's 3-run blast capped a 6-run third as the Marlins crushed the Mets 8-2. The Mets have dropped 9 of their last 10 now and are Major League worst, 21-46, since an 11-1 start. Our Yankees right-hander Masahiro Tanaka has thrown 48 pitches over 3 innings in his first simulated game since being sidelined 3 weeks ago by a strained right and left hamstring. Tanaka faced minor leaguers at Yankees spring training camp in complex in Tampa, Florida. Tanaka was 7-2 with a 4.58 ERA and 13 starts before he got hurt June 8th while running in bases in a game against the Mets. His next step may be a minor league rehab game next week. Meanwhile, Cubs pitcher Yu Darvish has gone to Texas to get another opinion on the sore triceps muscle that flared up again in a bullpen session on Friday. The setback ended plans for the right-hander's return to the Cubs rotation this weekend. Cubs manager Joe Maddon said today that there's no timetable for Darvish's return. In the NBA, LeBron James is going to test the free agent market, which could mean a possible second departure from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Two people familiar with the decision say James has told the Cavs that he's not exercising his $35.6 million contract option for next season. The decision was expected by James because it gives him more options, which includes him re-signing with the Cavaliers. They can offer him a five-year, $209 million contract. In fact, James can also sign a short-term deal with Cleveland, something he's done each year since returning in 2014. The three-time champion is now the most coveted prize in an NBA free agent class that includes All-Stars Paul George and Chris Paul. Teams can begin negotiations with free agents at 12:01 a.m. on Sunday. Enes Kanter is sticking with the Knicks, telling the team that he's opting into his contract for next season rather than becoming a free agent. The center from Turkey will make $18.6 million in 2018-19. Kanter averaged 14.1 points and 11 rebounds in 71 games, all starts, and they shot at a career-best 59% from the field. And the Pistons have added assistant coaches Sidney Lowe and Sean Sweeney to Dwayne Casey's staff. Detroit also hired Malik Rose as an assistant manager, a general manager, and player development coach, DJ Baker. Finally, in sports, Iowa wrestler Sam Stahl has been charged with making a false police report for lying to them about being shot in the knee. Stahl first told the Iowa City police that he shot himself in his garage on June 19th. After police ruled out that possibility, Stahl admitted he was shot while playing a prank on a friend at a friend's home. He told the officers he lied in hopes of keeping his friend out of trouble. Stahl, who had surgery and was released from the hospital the following day, placed fifth as heavyweight at the NCAA championships in March. He has one remaining season of eligibility. Coach Tom Brands said Friday that, as I shared previously, Sam Stoll's health was our number one concern and he's doing well. Brands said he's not, he is disappointed in his actions related to the incident as they do not reflect on our values. That is a check of the news. Our sports this morning brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.